Alagbara ni Jesu.
Alagbara ni Jesu.
Alagbara ni Jesu mi o.
Ni Jesu.
Alagbara ni Jesu.
Alagbara ni Jesu.
Alagbara ni Jesu mi o.
Ni Jesu.
Agbara re lo fi daye. Lobidaye ati orun.
Lobidaye ati orun.
Alagbara ni Jesu.
Alagbara
ni Jesu mi o. Omo oda mi loju. Oniyanu ni Jesu. Oniyanu ni Jesu mi o. Oniyanu ni Jesu.
Oniyanu ni Jesu.
Oniyanu ni Jesu mi o.
Ni Jesu.
Iyanu re nlaju afoju.
Iyanu re nlaju afoju.
Iyanu re nji oku dide.
Iyanu re nji oku dide.
Oniyanu ni Jesu.
Oniyanu
ni Jesu mi o. Olugbala ni Jesu.
Olugbala ni Jesu.
Olugbala ni Jesu mi o.
Ni Jesu.
Olugbala ni Jesu.
Olugbala ni Jesu.
Olugbala ni Jesu mi o.
Ni Jesu.
Igbala re nwe lese mo.
Igbala re nwe lese mo.
Igbala re nfun ni iye. Olugbala ni Jesu.
Olugbala ni Jesu
mi o. Omo oda mi loju. Atunida ni Jesu.
Atunida ni Jesu.
Atunida ni Jesu mi o. Atunida ni Jesu. Atunida ni Jesu mi o. Atunda re nso ni di otun.
Atunda re nso ni di
mimo. Atunida ni Jesu.
Atunida
ni Jesu mi o. Olowo san ni Jesu.
Olowo san ni Jesu.
Olowo san ni Jesu mi o.
Ni Jesu.
Olowo san ni Jesu.
Olowo san ni Jesu.
Olowo san ni Jesu mi o.
Ni Jesu.
Owo san re nko arun wa lo.
Owo san re nko arun wa lo.
Owo san re mu wa larada. Olowo san ni Jesu.
Olowo san ni Jesu
mi o. Oda mi loju. Olupese ni Jesu.
Olupese ni Jesu.
Olupese ni Jesu mi o.
Ni Jesu.
Olupese ni Jesu.
Olupese
ni Jesu mi o.
Ni Jesu.
Ipese re nle osidanu.
Ipese re nle osidanu.
Ipese re ma se yori wa.
Ipese re ma se yori wa.
Olupese ni Jesu.
Olupese
ni Jesu mi o. Olutunu ni Jesu.
Olutunu ni
olotuno ni Jesu mi o. Olotuno ni Jesu. Olotuno ni Jesu mi o. Ituno re npa ibanuje. Ituno re mu arodun lo. Olotuno ni Jesu. Olotuno ni Jesu mi o. Oma o da mi lo ju. God is great.
God is great.
Shall we stand up to pray?
E je ka dide duro lati gbadura.
You are worthy. Worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, 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 O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Hallelujah. Worthy, O Lord, O Lord, you are worthy, 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 O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy, worthy. Lift up your hands to the Lord and sing the song. You are worthy, worthy, O Lord, O my Lord. You are worthy, 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 O Lord, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy, 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 oh. Hallelujah. Worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy, 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 oh. Once again, sing it. You are worthy, worthy, oh Lord. Oh Lord, you are worthy, worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy, 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 oh. Ope, ope, re, baba, mi, mima, mima. Ope, ope, re, baba. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́rẹ́ bàbá mi kò jẹ́ kó jùtì mi. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́rẹ́ bàbá mi kò jẹ́ kó jùtì mi. Nígbà táyé gbógun dé, tíṣù ń fẹ́ jù mọ́ mi. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́rẹ́ bàbá mi kò jẹ́ kí iṣu borí. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́rẹ́ bàbá bàbá mi mọ́ mi mọ́ mi mọ́. Ọpẹ́lọpẹ́rẹ́. Baba, baba, mi mo, mi mo, mi mo. Opele, opele, baba, mi koja kujuti. Opele, opele, baba, mi koja. Every day I enjoy your goodness, Lord. I'm so happy I belong to you, Lord. And therefore I have fully decided to follow you forevermore. You, Lord Jesus, you have been so good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you are my Lord forevermore. My God, you are great. We thank you, our Father. We praise you, our Father. We bless you, our Father. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Shepherd. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for being our Comforter. Before your Holy Throne we bow. We appreciate you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are worthy of our praise. Be thou exalted, O Lord. As we are before you today, be pleased to touch our hearts, to touch our minds, to touch our lives, to do us good, to bless us. Do it and take all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Another good amen. My God is great. Shall I please be seated?
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practices what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karoli Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
Is there anyone with testimony this morning? You have testimony to share, raise your hand. Okay, Baba, please come.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Emi ni Abel Tela. Mo njo si ni headquarter ni bi. Ni ijejo ba se pari. Mo gbe kada mi, mo nlo si ibise. Mo bere si ni sise lo, mo sise lo. O to ero bi merin ti mo gbe. Mo ka gbo phone mi ring. Mo ba duro. Mo se gbe ni yen. Baba, baba. Mo ti ku o. Ema ba mi toju awon omo mi o mo ni emi o pelu ona de ohun pe ki ma ba e toju omo emi ni mo bi e iwa si ti bi mo ti e iwo na lo fe toju omo e ero ti mo gbe de park wa nbe internet ti gbowo lowo e o gbo kada ni mo nbo nu church mo a park o kada mo a kunle mo a bere si gbadura kini sele olorun asakorin laaro yi aso pe ayo ni tiwa leni ki tun ni gbogbo e satani se iri e baje satani olosi ni e emi pelu o loro kankan mo se wa nbe yoya ni won tun pe mi pada ki lo de lomo omo mi e wa so pe ani mo subu emi mi ti mo le mi e kan o le lo e gbe fonu funfun gbadura fu nba korin mo ni orin wo ni mo ti e ko mo korin orin ta nkan bi na mo ba korin jale mo a gbadura ni won ba ranpe mo 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 se gbadura yen ni iyawo en so pe o ti su o sadura ni en nikan wa nbe o le sadura ni baba ni ti gba yen mo ni adura yen ti gba n temi o ba su lo mo ba mo le mi ni ba kunle ba be si ni gbadura mo be si ni gbadura ni gba mo wa in church bi o gbadura titi yoya mo tun wa emi wa su emi na su lori bench nbe mo gbagbe su lo gba ti mo tun wa ji mo se wa pe won mo ni hello kini te nsele gan leti je ta le won ti lo hospital awon o fe pe mi ni gba ta won wa pada dele ni o wa daku mo lo daku e ni daku kankan nitori pe emi ni olugbala toju olugbala lo mo ni gbogbo ranadanada yen gbagbe elejo ko ra yin ko si wahala idi niyan ni mo se wa jeri mi laaro yi pe ihun t'Olorun se fun mi ohun niyan. Praise God.
Ki wa ni condition
kini condition won. Oh my God. You are great. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope I'll be able to interpret it. You know, it is full of he said what day after the program, he carried his bike and went to work. He had carried about four people when his phone rang, and the voice at the other end said, "I've died, oh." And I said, "Ah, you are not going to die. Die for what?" So he said he could not even collect money from the passenger. He ran down to the church, parked the bike, and knelt down in the church and prayed. And then he called and he said, the voice at the other end was saying that I fell and my soul has gone. Something like that. Where is your soul going? Your soul is going, not going anywhere. At last, I said, give him the microphone, let me be the phone and let me pray for him. He said, I prayed. I sang a song, one of our songs, and then prayed for him. While I was still praying, the wife told me from the other end that he had slept off. Said after he slept, I knelt down and I was praying. I prayed and prayed and prayed and also slept off. By the time I wake, I now called to find out what actually happened. They now said, we didn't want to give you all the details. We have even taken him to the hospital. And when we returned from the hospital, he fainted. That was the time you were called. To cut a long story short, he said, God took control, answered the prayer. That even while he was praying and the fellow stepped off, he had somebody there that was saying, "Ah, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Abi, Shemoni." Does it mean that the prayer has been answered? And I said, my own prayer has been answered. He said, that was why I was okay. That even that day, he still went to work. So that is why he's so excited, given to us God. Do we serve a living God?
Yes.
Stand up and say, my God, you are great. Three times. One, two, three, go. My God, you are great. My God, you are great. My God, you are great. Go ahead and clap for him. Do it very well. Amen.
Amen.
There will be more testimonies in our lives in Jesus. Don't take these things for granted. Those little prayers are actually doing something for us. And thank God for the grace of God on his life. When we have situations, we have difficulties, we have challenges, if we remember to pray, the problem will be taken care of. It has been my attitude. Sometimes there are situations, and I don't remember to pray about it. I don't think of prayer. Just look, what can I do about it? They owe you, all of us. But anything I remember to pray about, anything. If I remember to pray about it, in fact, that I remember to pray about it gives me rest in my heart. Yes, I pray about many things. I pray the right time and the wrong time. I remember as we were singing the other time, I just remember a case. and I was thinking, how will I pray about this case now? I was praying about it. And it was a serious case. And I know God will answer. God will answer you. This morning, I want to encourage us to attend the night vigil of tomorrow. And that is what my sermon has to do with. The usefulness of praying in the night. This this should have been made a serious sermon that will take a lot of explanation, a lot of Bible, scriptural readings.
Well,
I have around 15 minutes now. I will just summarize it. In Matthew chapter 26. 26. Matthew 26 is a very, very, all the scriptures, everything in the Bible is important. But I've told you that when the Bible talks about the weightier part of the law, weightier part of the law, it means that though all the laws of God are weighty, some are weightier. All the words of God are weighty, but some are weightier. The meaning of that is that some part of the Bible are more important than others. Though all of them are important. That's why you have the word weightier in the Bible. If you are talking about the weighty part of the Bible, or rather the weightier part of the Bible, you are talking about passages like Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew chapter 26,
Hallelujah.
Jesus finished his ministration and then began to do many things. As he was in Bethany, in Bethany, you know, he stays with Mary and Martha. But there was another friend at Bethany, Simon the leper.
Simeoni.
So he was in his house.
Oh,
when a woman poured oil on him, anointing oil on him. And you remember what happened? Judas complained
and the rest of
them. And Jesus told them that, no, you have the poor with you always. Jesus, you don't have me always. This woman have done this in preparation for my death. You realize that the issue of his death was in his heart at that time. It was at that time Judas went to the we are told that Judas had gone to the priest and made arrangement about how he would deliver Jesus to them. All of that was in his heart. Judas was still following him about.
Judas is in
was seeking for opportunity to betray him. And Jesus knew that Judas wanted to betray him. Then the disciples said, where do we prepare for the feast? He told two of his disciples, go ahead of us
and
make the necessary arrangement. I don't want to go into all the details. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
At last they came. They sat to eat. 13 of them. Then Jesus began to talk in verse 21, for example. As they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding, take note of the word, exceeding sorrowful. They were very sorrowful. You know the first to be sorrowful? The first to be sorrowful was Jesus himself. The rest of them, they could read sorrow on his face. They could read sorrow, they could hear sorrow from his voice. They could feel sorrow in his presence. And they began to ask, is it I? 27:23. He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me.
O si dahun wi pe eni ti o n ba mi towo bo inu awo o na ni yo fi mi han.
The sorrow of Jesus is not about going to die.
Ibanuje Jesu ki se nipa pon lo ku o.
He was ready to die.
O si tan lati ku.
He was born to die.
Ati bi lati ku.
He was not afraid of dying.
O beru iku yen.
He was ready to suffer.
O si tan ati jiya.
The sorrow was because of the destruction that Judas was about to bring upon himself.
Ibanuje to wa ninu okan eni iparun ti Judas fe mu wa sori
ara. Verse 24. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto him, unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born.
Omo eniyan lo bi ati kowe nipa ti re, sugbon igbe ni fun okunrin na lati odo eni ti agbe ti fi omo eniyan han.
This man knew himself.
He
knew the plan he has made.
He
knew the bargaining he has done with the Jews. Nevertheless, hypocritically, in verse 25, then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said.
Nigba na ni Judas ti o fi han down wi pe Rabbi emi ni bi o si wi fun pe iwo wi.
What followed was the Holy Communion service.
Ohun to tele ni onje ale Oluwa.
After the communion,
leyin onje ale Oluwa,
he told them, I won't drink of this fruit of the vine again.
O so pe mi o ni mu ninu ago ajara yi mo.
Until I drink it anew with you.
Bi odigba ti mo mu lotun pelu yin. In the
kingdom of my Father.
Ni ijoba baba mi.
And in verse 30, and when they had sung and hymn, they went into the Mount of Olives. They sang and hymn. You realize that the book of Psalms was the main hymn book of the children of
Israel.
Which hymn do they sing? We are not told. But I think it will be one of those messianic psalms. Like Psalm 16,
like Psalm
22, and the lies. In one of the Psalms, it is written, my friend, is the one that betrayed
me.
We go to the house of the Lord together. We do sweet counsel together. Referring to Judas.
O n so nipa Judas.
If you are one of them singing that psalm.
To ba je wo lo ko ninu orin psalm yen.
At such a time.
Niru akoko yen.
Solemn moments.
Pelu irele.
When all faces were, everybody looked sorrowful.
Nigba ti gbogbo eniyan banu je.
Then in verse 21.
Ni ese ikokanleni ogun.
31.
Ese
ikokanleni. They said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad.
Nigba na ni Jesu wi fun won pe gbogbo yin ni yo kose lara mi le oru yi nitori ti akowe re pe emi o ko lu oluso agutan a o si tu agbo agutan na.
Put yourself in the position of Jesus.
Fi ara isipo Jesu.
You are about to face such a terrible problem.
O fe doju ko iru isoro nla bi yen.
Going to be nailed to the cross. One of your best friends. The one that is dipping his muscle in the same plate with you. Has made all the arrangements. To betray you. And though you have started talking about it, trying to dissuade
him. He's
bent on doing it. Then you look at the 11. That are remaining. Instead of you seeing consolation and comfort on their faces, all you could realize that all of them, minus none, would be offended. You know what? They would deny you. They would say they never knew you. Then it will remain you alone. Verse 33. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended.
Peteru si dan wo wi fun pe bi gbogbo eniyan ti le kose lara re emi ki yo kose lae.
What a consolation.
Oro itunu ru wo
re. That's supposed to be.
Yi to ye ko
je. John 34. Jesus said unto you, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me 3 times.
Jesus wi fun pe looto ni mo wi fun o pe li oru yi ki akoko ki o to ko.
Then Peter decided to argue with him. Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Then the rest disciples also tried to say the same thing. Likewise also said all the disciples. Verse
35, that was.
Verse
36.
Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane.
Nigba na ni Jesus ba won wa si ibe kan ti a npe ni Gethsemane.
And said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder.
O si wi fun awon me yin re pe e joko ni yi nigba ti emi ba nlo gbadura lohun ni.
That night.
Loru yen.
That everything became dark.
Ti ohun gbogbo ti sokunkun.
Physically.
Nipa tara.
Spiritually.
Nipa temi.
Emotionally.
Nipa ohun gbogbo.
Everything became dark.
Ohun gbogbo di okunkun.
All around Jesus.
Gbogbo ayika.
You look to the left, you look to the right, you look forward, you look backward.
Owo si, owo waju, owo eyin.
You can't see anything that can console you.
O ri ohun kan to le tu o ninu.
Don't see any sign of peace.
O ri ipa alaafia.
Joy seems to have traveled to a long distance.
Ayo rin ajo lo sona to jin.
And then what is the next thing?
Ki wa lohun to kan lati se.
He took his disciples.
Mo so fun awon eyin.
I went to a place.
Mo lo si bi kan.
If you had made it a general prayer.
To ba ti je po fi be se bi adura gbogbogbo.
He knew they won't pray the way.
Mo mo pe won ni gbadura.
So he took only 3 of them.
O mu meta ninu won.
And went to a long distance.
O si lo sona jijin.
When he got there.
Nigba to de be.
He told even the 3.
O tun so fun awon meta yen gan.
Stay here.
E duro nbi.
Then he went a stone throw. Like one electric pole.
Bi isoko kan bi opo ina kan si won.
And then knelt down.
O wa kunle.
And then prayed.
O n gbadura.
Father.
Baba.
If it is possible.
To ba jo se se.
Let this cup.
Je ki ago yi.
Pass over me.
Je ko koja mi.
Not as I will.
Ki se bi emi se
nfe. But as thou wilt.
Sugbon bi iwo se fe.
Night prayer.
Adura oru.
Night prayer.
Adura oru.
That was the last one Jesus did.
Iyen lo kẹyin ti Jesu se.
On earth.
Lori ile aye.
But the record of the Bible tells us.
Sugbon akosile bibele so fun
wa. That Jesus often go to solitary places. Jesus, he often went to solitary places in the night to pray. Most of the time, praying the whole night. So if you study your Bible, you will see that any day, Jesus was to do special miracles. Any day, Jesus was to do any special assignment. The night preceding the day.
To
he spent it praying. We are going to have our night vigil. Just like he had his night vigil. What will be your position? During the vigil.
I
have highlighted many positions. The position of Judas was there. Making the master to be sorrowful. The position of Peter was there. Making wonderful promise that he will not be able to fulfill. The position of the rest disciples was there. Whom Jesus said, all of you
will be offended
of me this night. The position of Jesus himself was there. Though sorrowful.
But he je ko banuje.
Very sorrowful.
O banuje gidigidi.
He was still able to sing.
Sugbon o si le korin.
Though sorrowful.
But he je ko banuje.
He was still able to look for a place of prayer.
O si le wa ibi to ma ti gbadura.
Though others will not be ready to pray.
But he je pa won to ko se tan ti gbadura.
He knew he needed to prayer.
O mo po nilo lati gba
sura. Time did not permit me.
Aye ni ko to.
I would have read of the story.
Mba ka gbogbo itan yen.
How he prayed.
Bo se gbadura.
What he felt.
Ohun to kiyesi.
What he said.
Ohun to so.
I came back to the disciples.
Bo tun se pada wa sodo
mi. And made them what? Initially slumbering.
To ba won ti won to gbe.
When he came the last time, they were even fast asleep.
Won te ti sun gan.
Meanwhile, he told them.
O si so fun won.
That they should be awake.
Pe kon ji o.
And they should pray.
Kon gbadura.
Because the flesh is willing, and the spirit is
nitori
willing.
Pe emi nfe.
The flesh is weak.
Sugbon sa ilera
fara. Can you imagine Jesus saying that? Amen.
Ami, ele kiyesi pe Jesus wi pe.
He told them, sleep.
Oh yeah, esun.
E ma sun. After he said sleep,
lẹ́yìn tó sọ pé ẹ̀sùn,
he said get up and let us go.
Ní ẹ̀dí jẹ́ jẹ́ ká lọ.
How can you be sleeping?
Báwo lẹ ṣe ní láti máa sùn?
And be going.
Tẹ̀ tún lè máa lọ.
At the same time, that was not the time to sleep.
Kì í ṣe àkókò láti sùn nìyẹn.
It was the time to pray.
Àkókò àti gbàdúrà ni.
Jesus was able to go through everything he went through on the cross.
Jésù lè la ohun gbogbo tó là
kọjá. Everything he went through in the hands of
ohun gbogbo tó là kọjá lọ́wọ́ àwọn
Judas and the mob that
Judas
came,
àti àwọn yòókù
tó
wá, olórí àlùfáà àti àwọn ẹlẹgbẹ́ rẹ̀,
Pilate,
Pilatu,
and the mob that cried crucify him, crucify him,
àti àwọn tó ń pariwo
ẹ̀ kan
mà
gbé lè fú,
àwọn jagunjagun Rome tó ń nà án, tó ń fi adé ẹ̀gún lé lórí, tó ń kàn má gbé lè
fú, tó
tilẹ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí àwọn tó ń bú,
and the forsaking of the father,
tí bàbá gan kọ̀ sílẹ̀,
my father,
bàbá mi,
why art thou forsaken?
Èé ṣe tó fi kọ̀ mí sílẹ̀.
Jesus was able to go through all.
Jésù lè la gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyí kọjá.
Because in the night.
Nítorí pé òru.
He had received strength.
Ó ti gba okun.
When we come to pray in the church.
Bàbá wá láti gbàdúrà nílé ìjọsìn.
Every program of the church has a purpose.
Gbogbo ìpàdé inú ilé ìjọsìn ló ní ète.
Every program of the church has a purpose.
Òun ló ní ète kan tó ní.
Our miracle has a purpose. Bible study has a purpose.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìpàdé ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì ó ní ète
tiẹ̀. Night vigil has its own.
Òun náà ní iṣẹ́ tiẹ̀.
When we come for night vigil.
Nígbà tá a bá wá fún ìsọ́ òru.
What are we doing?
Kí là ń ṣe?
We are following the example of Jesus.
Ṣé là ń tẹ̀lé àpẹẹrẹ Jésù?
Who often prayed
to
in the night.
Ní gbogbo òru.
We are following the example of the early believers.
À ń tẹ̀lé àpẹẹrẹ àwọn onígbàgbọ́ ìṣáájú.
Can you remember it was why they were praying in the night?
Ṣé lè rántí pé ńgbà tó ń gbàdúrà lóru?
In the house of Mark's
nílé Máàkù
mother.
Ìyá Máàkù.
Can you remember?
Ṣé lè rántí?
That it was then Peter was knocking at the door.
Ìgbà yẹn ni Pétérù ń kanlẹ̀kùn.
Haven't been released by the angels.
Ṣé angẹ́lì ti tú sílẹ̀?
And Rhoda said somebody was at the door.
To Rhoda wípé
ẹni tó wà lẹ́nu ọ̀nà
tó ní ó ń ṣe wèrè
ni. Look at me everybody.
Ẹ wò mí.
It was their prayer.
Àdúrà wọn.
That made the angel go.
Òun ló mú kí angẹ́lì lọ láti lọ bẹ̀rù.
No, they did not believe in the prayer.
Bó tiẹ̀ jẹ́ pé wọn gbàgbọ́ nínú àdúrà.
They said it anyway. I like to say to you, even when you are doubting.
Nígbà tó bá ti ẹ̀ ń ṣiyèméjì mo fẹ́ sọ
fún ọ.
Nígbà tó rú ẹ lójú.
When you are sorrowful.
Nígbà tó ń banú jẹ́.
When you are disturbed.
Nígbà tí à ń yọ ẹlẹ́ni.
When you can see that there is no help.
Tó lè rí pé kò sí ìrànwọ́.
No one around that can assist.
Kò sẹ́nì kankan láyìíká
tó lè ràn lọ́wọ́. And even the father is about to forsake
you. Bàbá gan fẹ́ kọ̀ ẹ́ sílẹ̀.
Create time.
Wáyè láti gbàdúrà.
The end of the story.
Òpin ìtàn yẹn.
Will be fulfilment.
Yóò jẹ́ ìmúṣẹ.
Oh, you say where is the fulfilment?
Ngbo ni ìmúṣẹ náà wá wà.
Ah, you did not hear the voice of Jesus.
Ṣé ẹ gbọ́ ohun Jésù?
When he said.
Nígbà tó wí pé.
It is finished.
O ti parí.
I could hear.
Mo lè gbọ́.
They shout in the rejoice in the jubilation.
Wọ́n yọ̀.
All the angels in heaven.
Tí àwọn angẹ́lì
hey,
ń pariwo.
Finish it.
O parí
ẹ̀. Finally he finished.
Lákòótán ó parí ẹ̀.
You don't know the meaning of that word. It is finished.
Maybe one of those days. Bóyá ọ̀kan nínú ọjọ́
wọ̀nyí. I come to preach about it is finished.
Màá wàásù nípa ó parí. Tí Ọlọ́run bá fún mi
lóyún fẹ́. Then I open your eyes to see what that statement contain. Màá wá sí ojú ẹ
láti rí ohun tí ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn ní
ṣe pẹ̀lú rẹ̀. God has been fighting. You say God, God of
ìjà,
heaven and earth.
Ìjà tí Ọlọ́run ọ̀run àti ayé ìjà láti ọjọ́ tí Ádámù ti ṣubú.
Through which he walked through Adam himself.
Nípa ẹ̀ tó fi ṣiṣẹ́ nípasẹ̀ Ádámù. Ṣiṣẹ́ nínú Noah. Ṣiṣẹ́ nínú Abrahamu. Nínú Mose. Nínú Samuel. Nínú àwọn onídàájọ́. Nínú Dáfídì.
Ibi pẹlẹbẹ là Dáfí ń lélẹ̀. And the wahala remains.
Tó jẹ́ pé bákan náà ni gbogbo
ẹ̀rí. And at last Jesus came.
Tó sì wá jẹ́ pé nígbò yá Jésù wá.
The day I will preach it to you, God will give me the grace.
Ọjọ́ ti máa wá, Ọlọ́run á fún
mi lórí ọ̀fẹ́. I will show you every effort God made.
Màá fi gbogbo ìlàkàkà Ọlọ́run hàn yín.
That man in collaboration with Satan.
Tí ènìyàn tó ṣe fọwọ́sowọ́pọ̀
sí èsù. Was frustrating.
Tó sàmbá gbogbo ẹ̀jẹ̀.
Even a short while before Jesus said it is finished, men still try to frustrate the effort. You know what he said? They wanted to provoke him to anger. And that in anger will just jump out of the cross and go back to heaven. He said, if you will come down from the cross, they will believe you. And it's not real. He was dying because of their sin, no? Without that death on the cross, their children, their generation, the whole world will perish. The same people use their mouth to say, if you come down from the cross, if you are son of God, come down from the cross. They talk like their father. You know their father said, if you are son of God, toss stone to bread. You know if you are son of God, I will see you here doing like this. These people, they don't know what they are doing. In fact, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. For they don't know what they are doing. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, Peter said, if you have known, you wouldn't have crucified the King of Glory. Jesus!
Jesus
stood there. All the forces of darkness were at work. You will not die. You will come down from the cross. These people will not be saved. When Jesus has finished saying six things on the cross, finally, Father,
Baba,
unto thy hand I commit my spirit. It is finished. And he gave up the ghost.
Yeah!
The battle of ages was finally over. The war was won at last. Jesus was able to do it because the whole of that night at the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying. The early believers, they prayed. Peter was released. Can you remember that it was in the night? Paul and Silas
were
singing and praying in the prison at Philippi. And there was an earthquake. Can you remember the story? It was in the night. There are so many other night prayers that we can refer to. When we pray in the night, everybody, we are dealing with the forces of darkness when they are most active. When we pray in the night, we are dealing with the forces of darkness when they are most active. None of you have been a witch before. I want to believe. If they ask you, wishes, when are they likely to be meeting? Morning, noon, evening, night. What will you answer? I can't hear you well. Every small child will tell you, the Bible says they that do evil, they do it more well in the night. I give you that assignment. Take your concordance and just look for the word night in the Bible and try to see what happened in the night. You will see that what happened in the night are more greater, more powerful, affect men more than what happened in the day. All the forces that rule the world, they are more active in the night. So when we pray in the night, we are fighting these forces at the time they are most active. Do you understand? So Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness, night, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. If you pray in the night, you will get more done through your prayer. Because the night, most of the time, is more silent. And our body, flesh, doesn't want to pray in the night. That is why some people don't come to Fiji. Yes. At that time, the flesh wants to sleep. Snore. rest. When Jesus was praying in the night, it wasn't easy for his flesh. Jesus said the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak.
What,
how was he able to pray in the night? He disciplined the flesh. So when we come to night vigil to pray, we are disciplining the flesh. And look at me. Amen.
Amen.
There are three enemies you are to overcome. How many enemies? Mainly. Number one.
Akoko.
Satan.
Esu.
Number two.
Ikeji.
The world. Number three.
Iye.
The flesh.
Iketa. Eranara.
Which flesh? Your
eranara.
Own flesh.
Eranara. Iwo funra.
These are the three enemies.
Satan.
World. Flesh.
Ati eranara.
It is flesh that want to lie.
We
discipline it by not saying what it wants to say. The flesh wants to see that picture again. Bad picture. You discipline it by closing your eyes. The flesh wants to go to that night party. You discipline the flesh by taking it to church instead. The flesh doesn't want to come to Fiji. You discipline it by dragging it to
Fiji.
I told you, my boy, busted at a knife vigil.
Oh,
you always tell your story. I have story to tell. That's why I tell my story. I was having a boy. The boy was so painful.
And it
was, the day it was most painful was the day of our knife
vigil.
I told myself, will I worship boy? I not go to Fiji. I rather carry boy to Fiji to worship
Jesus.
It was so painful that nobody could suggest I should stand to pray. Some brethren spread mat for me. Instead of standing up to pray, I was lying on the mat.
You
say, "Why are you praying?" I'm not sure I was praying. I was lying on the mat there, but not in my house.
But
at the Fiji.
And
while the Fiji was going on,
it
was busted. And I became free. So if you are sick, bring your sickness to Fiji. If you are weak, bring your weakness to Fiji. If you are sorrowful, come to Fiji like Jesus. If you are confused, come to Fiji like the disciples. If you are in shame, pray in the night like Paul and Silas. If your brother is in prison and you are sorrowful about it, you don't know what to do, pray like the early believers. So when we come to night vigil, we are obeying the word of God. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus said, men always pray. Always means morning, noon, afternoon, evening, night, midnight, round the clock. Men ought always to pray. So if we come to night vigil, we are obeying the word of God.
When
I say night vigil, you can do personal vigil. You can do partnership vigil. You can do church vigil. You can do family vigil. Personal vigil, you alone praying to God in the night. Family vigil, you and your family praying to God in the night. Partnership vigil, calling a brother, would you join me, let us pray. I will come to your house when you come to my house. Or the church vigil like the one we are having this Friday. But don't forget, when we pray in the night, we are dealing with the forces of darkness, our enemies, at the time they are most active. Stand up and let us pray. Ti Jesu lemi wo se
lojo gbogbo
Ti Jesu lemi o se o bi mo tin gba ti Jesu baba yo ma gbo temi ere yo ma tele mi ibi yo ma sa fun mi ti Jesu
lemi o se
ti Jesu lemi o se. You are going to pray to Jesus Father. not only that of tomorrow. Every time you call, give me the grace to answer. Every time you call, give me the grace to answer. Every time you need my attention, give me the grace to be available to you to pray, to worship, to preach, to witness, to love, to do anything and everything you would like me to do. May I be available to you always as you call me. I know you are always available to me. May I always be available to you. Pray like that to God.
Jesus' name we are praised. Our Father and our God, thank you once again for the opportunity of being in your presence. Thank you for your word we have heard. Thank you for what you have revealed to us again about nine virtues. Thank you for this truth you have made known to us. Father, give us the grace that whenever you call, we will always answer you. At this time of night vigil, give us the grace, O Lord, to participate well, to pray well, and to be able to overcome every problems, every situations, every difficulties in our lives and in the lives of others, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just as you help Jesus to pray in the night, just as you help the apostles and the disciples of old to follow the example of Jesus and pray in the night, give us grace as well. Help us as well so that we can pray. And as we pray, we will overcome our problems in the name of Jesus Christ. As we live here this morning, let your presence continue with us. We bless your name, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible is a pattern in all things.